So, everyone get comfortable on the floor. Let your legs go long, let your arms go long. Let go of the stresses and tensions of the day. Get a second mat if you want a second mat. So recently, the past few weeks, we've been doing a lot of stuff, particularly sort of with the shoulders and thinking of opening the shoulders and then how that connects into the jaw. And today we're going to shift emphasis down towards the lower part of us. But as with all awareness through movement lessons and with actually everything that you do, it's not that just one isolated part of your body is involved, but the whole of you gets involved. And perhaps we could pay attention to that, you know, throughout this lesson. So as you're lying here, scan how you're making contact with the floor. How is your pelvis making contact with the floor? Does one side lean heavier into the floor than the other? And then how are your shoulders making contact with the floor? Does your head feel like it's turned a little bit to one side or to the other? If you had to roll your head one direction, which direction would it be? And gently roll your head to the left and to the right, once or twice. Just enough so that you can gauge how it is to roll your head. And then leave that. And then come back to the pelvis. And then scan down from the pelvis into your legs. And sense how your legs are making contact with the floor. What part of your legs are bearing the weight on the floor? And then sense your feet. How? Sense two things. One, how flexed or extended are your feet? Which means at your ankle joint, you could point your toe. So maybe we should all do that. Just point your toes and then bend your toes back so that it's almost like you're bringing your feet into a standing position. So point your toes again, and we'll call this extending the feet, and flex, bring your toes back, and we'll call that extending the feet. So now let your feet go, however they want to be. So now sense for yourself, how are your feet? Do you like to leave your feet more towards a standing position, flexed, or more towards an extended position as if you're pointed? And is one foot different than the other? And of course, it's going to be somewhere in between those two possibilities. But just gauge for yourself where that is for you. And then imagine a line, a laser beam, pointing from your heel, going out your toes, and then up towards, and then out from there. And then see what angle is that making with the vertical. So that laser beam could shoot straight up to the ceiling, or if you were a ballet dancer and incredibly turned out, if your toes were pointed out to the sides, it would hit the wall in the side of the room. So basically I'm asking you to gauge how turned out your feet are. Are your toes more towards the ceiling? Are they more towards the sides of the room? And how is it different from one leg at the other? And if you notice that one foot is different in how it turns out, the angle that that toe, that the foot is making, does that have any resonance up the leg and into the pelvis? Or even higher up? So I asked you to roll your head. So now we're going to roll just the legs. So very gently roll the legs in and out. However you want to do it. So you can roll both feet to the left and both feet to the right, or you could roll both legs in and both legs out. So it's a gentle, easy movement. You're not trying to accomplish anything. You're just trying to measure how is it to roll your legs. Pause. Pause. Let it go. And now scan for yourself again. Is there any difference in your legs? Is there any difference in the turnout of the feet? Are your legs separated perhaps a little bit wider? Or are they a little narrower? So now let's just focus on the right leg. And let's just turn the foot, turn the leg a little bit so the toes go in and out. And just do it a little bit and just measure. So you're turning the leg inside the hip joint to bring the toes in and out. It's a small, small, and slow movement. It's just the same thing as rolling your head. You just want to see how is it to roll the leg inside the hip joint. And pause. Did you get a sense of that? And now try rolling your left leg inside the hip joint. And again, not to stretch it, not to achieve, not to be better or worse than anybody else. So sense how easy or difficult is it to roll the leg in and roll the leg out. Leave that. Now, feel where you're making contact with the heel on the floor. And scan or follow an imaginary line. Trace an imaginary line from the bottom of your heel up the inside edge of your right foot. So it traces the heel, but just the heel part, the inside edge of the heel. And then you go back down, you get down to the bottom where you're making contact with the floor, and then you trace up the other side, just an inch or two. So it's like you're tracing a little U shape on your heel. You go up the outside edge, come down, you go up the inside edge. And basically, kinesthetically, you want to map out your heel. Connect yourself to the heel. And pause. And then move over to your left heel. So first, find the point that the heel is making contact with on the floor. And sense, is that, how does that compare to the point on your right foot that's making contact with the floor? And then scan up the inside edge, just an inch, maybe two. And then come back down and scan up the outside edge, the heel. And repeat that. Develop that you. Another way of thinking about it is if you're standing on the floor and you took a pencil or a pen and you drew the outline of your heel on the floor, it would sort of make a U at the very base of your heel. So scan that up one side and the other. And you can switch back to the other leg. And then let it go. Okay. Now, let's roll over onto our right side. And let's roll over in a way so that you have your right arm long above your head and your head rests on your arm. If that's difficult for you, you can use some padding, some books for your arm to rest on. And then bend your knees at approximately 90 degrees. And bend at your hip joints at approximately 90 degrees. It doesn't have to be exactly 90 degrees. The idea is just this is an approximate thing, but you kind of want to be here because this is sort of going to be the basic position that we're going to be working with. Okay. So now from here, very slowly and very gently lift your left leg, both the knee and the foot together, away from your right leg and lower it back down. And then lower it back down. And lift it just in a way so that the knee and the foot stay parallel to the floor. And lower it back down. Doesn't have to be much. Just lift it and lower it back down. Let your left arm just rest on the floor in front of you. It makes it just a little bit easier. And now, pause. Okay, we've all done that a number of times, and hopefully we're not too tired. So now, what I want to do, basically, is I want to use this movement. I'd like for this movement to be used as a gauge for how heavy the leg is. So, in a moment, just try lifting the foot and the knee, the left leg, in this way once or twice, and just get a sense, how heavy is the leg? How much effort does it take? How much muscular effort does it take to lift that leg? And then lower it, and pause. And now, pause. And now, let's try something else. Let's try just lifting the left foot from the floor, but leaving the knees together. And then lower it, and just lift it. Lift the foot, and lower it. The knees stay together, so there's a kind of this swiveling action. And just see, how is this for you? Make sure that you're breathing, not clenching your jaw. And see what happens in the rest of you. And pause. Just rest here on the side. So these two motions, these two movements with the leg that we just did are basically, you know, in gross, they're movements inside the hip joint. And so our goal now, or the idea that we're going to try and develop, is to see if we can clarify that hip joint and these movements in a way such that the legs become light. So, we'll see. Alright, so in this position now, try now, the knees are connected and the toes are connected. Try just lifting your left heel away from your right heel and lower it back down. Just your left heel away from your right heel and lower it back down. Just repeat this movement many, many times. And as you do this, sense then what happens up your lower leg. Your lower leg lifts a little bit, but it also turns a little bit. And then also sense what happens in your upper leg, in your femur. As you lift that heel, can you sense a movement into your hip joint? Just do it a couple more times. And pause. And now, keeping the knees together, keeping the heels together, just lift the toes of the left foot up and lower them back down. And now you'll find, well, it may be a little bit more difficult to do, but now you'll find a different sort of motion occurring in the lower leg and in the upper leg and into the hip joint. So do this movement quietly, without a lot of ambition, with sensitivity. And pause. And now repeat these two movements. So alternatively, lift the heel with the toes connected, the front of your feet connected, and then lift the toes with the heel connected. And alternate back and forth gently and easily with full breath. And sense, as you do this, the movement that occurs in your lower leg that gets transferred through your knees, well, your top knee, into your lower leg and into your hip joint. Can you sense any movement then cascading up from your hip joint into your spine? Perhaps all the way to your head. Pause. Let it go and roll over and lie on your back. And now as you're here lying on your back, pay attention to how your pelvis and legs and feet are making contact with the floor now. Or your heel is making contact with the floor. And is there a difference between the left and the right side? So one side feeling a little bit more turned out now than the other. And now come again to roll onto your right side. Into that same position. The knees are bent at 90 degrees. The knees and the feet are stacked. And now, again, let's try just lifting the left foot but keeping the knees connected. See, is that any different now? So you lift the knee, you keep the knees connected, but you lift the left foot. And you lower it back down. And pause. Let it go. Pause. So now what we're going to do is we're going to lift that foot, that left foot up into the air, but not as far as you can take it. Just somewhere where you can hold it comfortably. You don't have to do it yet. And then what I want you to do is, just like when your feet are touching each other, laying on each other like this, it's almost like the left foot is laying on a horizontal surface. So when you lift your left foot with the knees, connected, you know, imagine that your foot is resting on a shelf or a horizontal surface. And then holding your knee there. So now let's do that. Lifting the foot with your knees connected. So now in this position, imagine that foot is resting on a horizontal surface. And now lift the heel higher up into the air, but the toes stay on that surface, on that imaginary surface. So we're doing the same movement we were doing before, but now it's much more complicated because you've got to lift the heel into the air, but maintain the front of the foot in the same location in space, even though you don't have a reference point anymore. So lift it and lower it. It's the same movement we were doing before with the heel. You lift the heel and you lower the heel. But now it's as if that foot has that there's a shelf that the front of the foot rests upon. So you lift the heel, lower the heel, the front of the foot rests on the shelf, and then you lower the heel down, the entire foot rests on that shelf. And if it gets tiring, pause. You can bring your foot down. And why don't we pause? Everybody pause. It's a little bit more challenging, I think, for the nervous system than anything else. Okay, now let's lift the left foot again with the knees connected. The foot's resting on that shelf. And now lift the heel again and lower it. And now as you do it, pay attention to your breath. Are you breathing? Do you feel your spine long? Can you sense the movement in your lower leg? Can you sense the movement through your knee into your upper leg, into the hip joint? And pause and lower the foot down. So one of the things that I used to do, but probably still do when I do awareness through movement classes, is I try to guess what the next thing is going to be. So in this case, I don't think it's rocket science. So we're going to get into the same position with the left foot. And holding the foot on the shelf, we're now going to lift the front of the foot and the toes away, keeping the heel on the shelf. So see if you can do this with fine levels of discernment and sensitivity. See if you can really sense your foot there on the shelf. And you just lift the toes away as the heel rests there on the shelf. The size of the movement really doesn't matter. It's the quality with the movement that matters. Can you feel how that movement of your foot then cascades up your leg into your hip joint? And possibly up your spine, all the way to your head. Pause and lower the leg, lower the foot, and rest. Everyone seemed like they were fairly comfortable holding the foot up like that, but just to remind everyone that you can lower the foot and rest at any time that you like. Okay, now let's lift the foot again onto the shelf and now alternate. Lift once the heel and lift once the front of the foot. Lift once the heel, lift once the front of the foot. And make it a nice little, very much with sensitivity. And then see what happens. Can you feel that turning of the lower leg? One direction, the other. And can you feel the two movements that occur all the way into the hip joint of the left leg as the heel goes up and the toes go up? Leave that. Lower your foot. And roll over onto your back. Now, like this, sense the changes between the left side of you and the right side of you. One side feel longer, more spread out. Does the hip joints feel wider? Is one foot turned out a little bit more than the other? If you really had to roll your head, which side would you want to roll it to right now? And roll onto your right side again. In the same position. So your arm is long above you. Your head is resting on your arm. Your knees are bent at 90 degrees. Your hip joints bent roughly 90 degrees. No one's going to bring a protractor over and or a compass and check. But all right. So now, I'm going to describe the movement before you guys do it. What we're going to do is try lifting. So the knees are going to stay connected. And you lift the left heel away from the foot, from the right foot. The left heel lifts and you lower it. So the front of the toes stay connected. And then as you lift the heel, eventually you lift it so much that your entire foot has to lift off of your entire foot lifts and then lower back down. So you lift the heel, the toes stay connected, but then eventually the toes also have to lift up. So it's as if there's a string a fine string attached to your heel, just pulling up to the ceiling. And see if you can see your heel, that you of your heel. See if you can see it turning and lifting. Make the movement really simple, easy. And now, pause. Now we're going to do the other movement. So lifting the toes first. There's a string attached to your toes. Your toes lift off, and then eventually your entire foot has to lift. So it's the movement of the toes that initiate the motion. And then pause. And then alternate the two. First lift the heel to lift the foot, and then you lift the toes to lift the foot. And just turn this into a little dance, a slow, easy, gentle dance. Are you holding your breath? Are you clenching or tightening anywhere that you can let go? Leave that. Leave it. And pause and roll onto your back. Now with that last variation that we did on our sides, again, examine how you've come to the floor. Gently roll your left leg inside your hip joint the way we did at the beginning. Gently. And see, is that any different than before? Pause. You don't have to do too much. And now, let's roll onto your right side again. And come into that same position. Your right arm is long above you. You're lying on your head is lying on your arm. And now, we've been doing it so that the feet are stacked on top of each other. You can still be in this position for this next variation. However, I prefer to slightly take my top foot, so in this case the left foot, back behind my right foot just a little bit, like just right behind it. Right behind it. So, but you can keep your feet stacked too. It's all a matter of preferences. My ankle bones hit each other and it annoys me. So that's the thing. So what I'd like for you, what we're going to do now is so we've been keeping the knee connected the whole time, right? Now we're going to keep the feet connected and lift the left knee up, keeping either the feet connected or if your left foot is just behind you on the floor, keeping that foot fixed on the floor. So just lift and lower this knee now with the feet connected and see how that is. And so, there's a couple different ways of doing this, right? So try lifting the knee into the air so that you could almost bring your left foot into a standing position. And if you did that, what would have to happen? You might roll back a little bit. So if you want to roll back a little bit, allow yourself to roll back. So lift the knee gently, and that'll turn the pelvis a little bit, and you might roll onto your back or towards your back and come back. And pause. And now try lifting your knee, but don't roll. So keep your back and your pelvis on the side, fixed. To see which way is your leg heavier. And pause. And now lift your knee again and roll back with it. So let the lifting of the knee roll the pelvis, and let that rolling of the pelvis cascade up your spine and eventually so that your shoulders and head roll. So when you do it, when your knee lifts, your head does not start to roll right away. Your knee lifts up, your knee lifts, and then your pelvis rolls back, and then your rib cage rolls, your shoulders roll, and your head roll. And so it's like a wave that propagates up. And then when you come back, it's a little bit the same thing. And bring it back. And rest on your side again. Now, one of the test movements we did at the beginning when we were lying on our side was to lift the left leg. It's best if your arms are in front of you on the floor. Is to lift the left leg with the knee and the foot parallel to the floor. So just try that again. Is your leg any lighter? And lower back down. Just try it a couple times. Your knee and your foot parallel to the floor. See. And then leave it and roll onto your back. Pretty sure everyone is scanning right now. Gently roll your head to the left and to the right. And when you roll your head, can you feel that resonate down your spine? Perhaps even down into your pelvis. And this is not something that comes with the amplitude of the head motion. It comes with a very honed sense of the self-image. Leave that. So now we've done one side. Do you guys want to do the other side?
Yes.
When we did this in my training, we only did one side.
What?
That's a long story. There's the part of the neurology theory of the Feldenkrais method is that if you do something, an ATM movements on one side, and you learn something on one side, that the left and the right side, that you learn something basically in one hemisphere of the brain, and that the two hemispheres of the brain talk to each other, and what you learned on one side will get transferred over to the other side. However, it can be very disconcerting to just do one side. So we're going to do the other side, but we're not going to spend as much time on it. So roll onto your right side. I'm sorry, left side. Jeez Louise. Roll onto your left side. Have your left arm long above you and resting your head on it. And bend your knees at 90 degrees so that they're 90, your hip joints are sort of bent at 90 degrees and your lower knees are bent at 90 degrees. And so from here, let's lift the right leg from the left leg with the knee and the leg parallel to each other. And just get a sense, hey, how heavy is that leg? You only need to do it two or three times. If you've done it three times, you've done it enough. But maybe you could ask yourself, hey, how heavy is this leg compared to the other leg, my left leg, both when we started and when we ended? Is it heavier than when you started with the other leg, or is it already a little bit lighter? Pause. And try just lifting, keeping the knees together, try lifting the right foot and lowering it. And lowering it. So it's always a movement. You don't want to go to the end of the range of motion and then just like hang out there. You know? Just go towards a nice comfortable range and come back. Going to the end of a range of motion is great. I'm all in favor of it. But not in awareness through movement classes. At least not. Yeah, maybe once to just see. It's done with curiosity, it's fine. All right, pause. All right, so now keeping the knees together and the front of the feet together, let's lift just the heel off of the right heel, off of the left heel, and lower it. Your feet stay together. And sense for yourself, how is this compared to the previous leg? How clearly can you feel that lifting and rotation in your right lower leg? You have two bones in your lower leg, the tibia and the fibula. And with these motions, those two bones turn around each other. How clearly can you also feel the rotation of the femur, your thigh bone? Can you feel it in your pelvis? As you do this motion, can you actually feel your head getting a little bit longer? Do it with sensitivity, it's there. Pause. Now lift your toes off of the floor, off of the foot. Try doing it just a little bit slower. Try just initiating the lifting of the toes. Just make it nice and smooth so it isn't like this initial jump and grab. One of the goals of the movements that we do in awareness through movement as much as possible in life is to do things reversibly. And pause. And now alternate. Lift once the heel and bring them together, and then lift the toes. And then the heels, and then the toes. And as you do this, sense how this movement resonates through the rest of you. climbs into your pelvis through your hip joint. And pause. And let it go and lie on your back. And sense now any changes that are beginning to emerge with the right side of your pelvis, the right hip joint, and the right leg, the right side of yourself. And come again onto your left side. Left arm long above you, your head resting on the arm, the knees bent 90 degrees up, and then your top hand resting on the floor in front of you. The reason why I say that is that I feel like it's a little bit easier to sense the movement in your hip joint if your hand is not resting on your hip joint. So it's totally good to do it, but it requires then an even greater sensitivity to sense that, because some of these movements are relatively subtle. So now let's lift the right foot away from the left foot, keeping the knees together, and put it on that shelf. Yeah? So remember the shelf? Find the shelf that's nice and comfortable. Lower it back down. Lower it back down. All right. So now that we're on the shelf, what we're going to do is we're going to go right away into the alternating movements of lifting the heel, leaving the toes on the shelf, and then lifting the toes and leaving the heel on the shelf. The whole time there's this nice shelf. It's totally comfortable and cozy to rest on. And you're lifting the heel clearly. You're lifting the toes clearly. And as you do it, see if you can kinesthetically sense your foot. See your foot. Check that you're actually doing the movements that you think that you are telling your foot and your leg to do. Without the orientation of the foot on the ground in gravity, sometimes it gets very hard to sense where the foot is in space. And pause. And let the legs rest. Just rest here on your side. Check in with your breathing. See if there's any tension that you were holding through that last movement, and that may not have been necessary. And now, let's lift the heel of the right foot, lower back down, and then as you increase that movement, slowly lift it so much that the foot, entire foot, has to leave the other foot. You just so there's a string attached to your heel, and it just pulls up. Your foot turns, your lower leg turns, and then your foot lifts up. And it's a slow, delicious movement. It's just like your foot is pouring up. softly pouring out. Can you sense that moment, exact moment, when the toes separate? Can you stop right at that moment when the toes separate? So they're just separated half an inch, and then return. And now, pause. And now bring in the other movement. So lift the toes, the heels stay together. You lift the toes, the heels stay together. And then you repeat that a couple times till eventually your toes lift so much that your heels have to separate. It's this beautiful, slow, pouring motion. And sense how that involves all of you. Your entire leg, your pelvis, your spine, your rib cage, your head. And now alternate. So lift once the heel and once the toe. Pouring your foot up. Tracking that movement. Can you feel greater clarity in how the lower leg turns? Rest whenever you want and come back to it. Can you sense that movement more and more clearly into your hip joint? And pause. And lie on your back. Take a rest. And now scan in greater detail the right side of yourself. Foot, how the heel's making contact with the floor, the leg comes into the hip joint and the pelvis, all the way into your right shoulder, to your head. Gently roll your right leg inside the hip joint. So from the hip joint, roll your leg gently, slowly, a little bit in and out. Just a little bit more clear. This is not a movement that we do every day consciously. We do this movement all the time without knowing it. Pause, let it go. And roll onto your left side again. Left arm long above you, your head lying on the arm or on pads if pads are your thing. Your knees are bent at 90 degrees and your feet are stacked. Now for this variation again, sometimes I like to have my top foot, my right foot, just resting on the floor just behind my left foot. Because my ankle bones grind. I don't like it. But it's up to you. So now gently lift the right knee from the floor here, lowering it back, and then lower it back down, keeping the feet connected. So sense for yourself, what are you doing? Are you rolling backwards with it, or are you keeping your pelvis fixed? There's no right or wrong, but it's just, you know, of the many options that are available to you, which ones do you choose? Try fixing yourself so your pelvis doesn't roll back and you do not roll back as you lift your knee, and just see what is that like. What this does is it constrains the movement. The movement has to be all inside the hip joint. And pause. And now lift your knee to roll back. So let the pelvis roll back in like a little wave, and you sort of start to roll backwards. And then you come back. So you lift the knee to roll the pelvis, which rolls your torso, which will roll your head. And you don't have to come all the way back onto your back. It's just that's the direction you want to go. Now, one thing that's very important that I had to learn when I was doing this is the sequence of events here. Because what I did is I lifted my knee and my pelvis started to roll, but before my pelvis even rolled, my head was already rolling backwards. So there's a sequence of events. If you were just a skeleton, your head would not start to roll until your torso and your shoulder started to roll. So if your head rolls first, it means you're doing something extra. So it's not that you have to, it's not that you have to do something in particular. It's that you have to stop doing something to allow that movement to grow as a wave up. And pause. Pause on your sides. Now, let's try now lifting the right foot, keeping the knees connected, lower that back down. But continue doing this movement now and see is if you rolled in a particular direction, could you basically make this movement a little bit easier and simpler? So what would happen if you rolled forward a little bit? Could you roll your pelvis forward a little bit so that your torso may roll forward a little bit and your head rolls also forward a little bit as you do this? And now alternate. So lift your foot to roll forward a little bit, and then bring your foot back, and then lift your knee to roll backwards a little bit. Then lift your foot to roll forward a little bit. It doesn't have to be far. But can you sense clearly the movement of the leg into the hip joint and how that moves the pelvis? How that then rolls your torso and begins to roll your head that's lying on your arm. And pause. Now just once or twice, lift your right leg so that the knee and the foot are parallel to the floor and lower it back down. Just see, is your leg any lighter now? And lower it back down. Don't have to hold it. It's just a matter of testing. And so if your leg is lighter, which it is, it's very clear, you may want to ponder why. Roll onto your backs. So now for the last time, examine how it is that you're giving weight to the floor. Is there perhaps more of you making contact with the floor, not just in the legs and not just in the pelvis, but also in the shoulders and throughout the back? Can you sense greater width in the hip joints? Do you sense a change in the turnout of your feet? Or kinesthetically, do you have greater awareness of your feet? If you were to trace out your heels from the point in which they made contact on the floor, Can you see that? Can you trace that line more clearly, that curve more clearly now than before? And roll to your side. And slowly come up to standing. And stand on the hardwood floor, off of the mat. And just come to standing and look at the horizon. Stand comfortably. And sense how you're making contact with the 2 feet on the floor. Is there more weight on one leg than on the other? Where in your feet are you making contact? Can you feel that support rising up your legs and into your pelvis? Walk around the room a little bit, and that is that.